From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. Each week this podcast explores news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week we take a break from our regular discussions of geospatial news and business trends and share some of what's on our minds related to our personal interactions with geospatial technology and ideas. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Improve the performance of your web maps and make your authoritative data more broadly available with ArcGIS 931. For more information, visit www.esri.com/what's new.
Okay, part of the reason we decided to do this on this vacation sort of long weekend is to just take a break. And I know, Joe, you have some things on your mind.
Right. I'm an avid user of the Garmin Forerunner technology. This is a watch that people use while they're running or exercising or doing a variety of sports activities. And we've come, I think, somewhat enamored with GPS technology, and I love the watch. This is not going to be a gripe session, but it kind of raised a couple of questions in my mind, and I'll give you an example of how it all started. Obviously, what you use the Garmin for is measuring distance and measuring your time during a run, and I like to run. But I often had a question about the distance measurements. Those of us who run races obviously run to a distance. Many races are 5Ks and 10Ks. And so when you use a Garmin or any GPS device on one of these races, you, at the end of the race, kind of want to look down and see just how far you ran. And what you expect to see is exactly the distance that the race director has laid out this course. Well, two things happened recently. One, you and I were both at the ESRI meeting back in July, and we ran the 5K course, and my measured course was 3.05, not 3.1, and that's a difference of a 0.05, and it got me thinking that if we're going to be that accurate, you know, it got me wondering, well, what could I have run if it was an accurate course? So all of us, you who are using this GPS technology, our expectations have changed, I think, a little bit, such that when we do these activities, we want to know exactly how far we've run. And when something doesn't match up, we wonder one way or the other. What, did I have to run further to get to the correct distance? And the other thing that has happened, another data point, I'd be running on a track, and if I'm doing mile on a track, I usually will go four loops of that track, except that the little beep that comes onto the Garmin always beeps before I get to the end of the four loops, and I'm going, is this accurate? So I guess my rant, and maybe it is not truly a rant, but my observation on this holiday weekend is my expectations are sure raised such that I want to know exactly how far I'm going. And I think the introduction of GPS technology into our everyday lives has really changed the way we think about things. You know, before we would kind of ballpark it, but now we want to be exactly accurate. So that's kind of my rant for today. I love the Garmin, don't get me wrong, but it just has raised some questions and expectations.
I think this is hysterically funny because I think your rant says as much about you as it says about the technology.
Yeah.
And I say that with the utmost respect. I mean, you're a terrific runner and you've been running longer than I have. But and the reason I'm sort of giggling is I have a fellow runner that I run with here who is in the same boat. He needs to know exactly how far we run when we go out for a long run of 15 or 20 miles. And I too have a Garmin, and the reason I got it was so I'd make sure I was getting enough distance in. That's the only reason I got it. So I almost never use it to determine my pace because I know that that's very inaccurate. I also know it's not all that accurate in determining how far I've gone, but it certainly helps me make sure that I ran 17 miles and not 16 miles. So I don't really care. Now, having said that, if I go out to run 20 miles, I'm going to wait until it says exactly 20.00 before I stop running.
And that's really funny you say that because I do exactly the same thing. If I'm coming back from a training run and it's 5.9 miles and I knew I had to get 6 miles in that day, I will run 10 feet down past my house to make sure that just to get that 6.0 in.
Now, isn't that scary?
it's weird. And that's the thing about the expectations is you're trusting that watch, right? You're trusting it to give you the accurate distance. And yet when I go to the track and it's not quite right, or I run a race and it's not quite right, you go, oh wait a minute, what's the problem? You know, right. did they not measure it right? Did they use a Garmin or did they use a wheel?
Well, and it all gets back to sort of the why you're using the technology in the first place, and you're, as you put it, you know, your trust in this device. I was very lucky that my second running coach made it very clear that the best thing you could ever do is run without a watch and run without a GPS, and he called it running by feel. And he said, what you really want to do in your training is to train your body so you don't have to worry about any of these things, and you can just go and run at about the pace that you want to. And because of that, whenever I never race with a Garmin. I race with a watch more to make sure I don't go too fast, but I really don't. I try very hard not to pay attention to it.
Right, yeah, and that's something that's probably very good advice. Now, let me tell you the next thing I want on one of these devices. I want real-time weather. Okay, and I'll tell you why I want real-time weather. Maybe being down here in the South is a problem in itself, but we are now attuned to the Weather Channel, and before I go out, we always check the temperature, and I would check the radar. Well, things can happen relatively quickly out here, and I really think that the next thing they ought to put on these watches is a little real-time weather radar. And I know that sounds strange. Maybe it's just a simple hookup to an internet browser, but I'm beginning to want more from my personal devices. Just as we want more from your phones, my personal devices now have to come with something in the future that I think is going to give me weather. So that's my personal request, I guess.
Okay, now let me, again, I think we're learning more about you than about the technology. Why exactly do you want the weather? If it's going to rain, is that going to change your, if you're out there and you get new information, it's going to rain, that's going to change your plan?
No, severe weather maybe is maybe I should clarify the statement about severe weather. We will get these pop-up thunderstorms regardless. So, but I kind of really wanted, I would love to know temperature, because I think we're becoming a little bit more keenly aware of what our performance is under various conditions. So, you know, this Garmin is hooked up to a heart monitor. I don't always wear the heart monitor, but now when I do a hard training run, well, I want to know, you know, humidity, temperature. And so all of those are critical factors when you want to do performance. So I'm just saying it would be nice to have this is very James Bondish, right? To have real time weather on your receiver. But I don't know. It just popped in my mind, the thinking that would be a cool thing to have next.
Wow. And again, I so don't care. In fact, I am always so pleased when I go out to run and the sun is shining and it's 90 degrees and I get 10 miles away from home and there's a torrential downpour. That reminds me that of all the technology and all the things that we control, and my climate-controlled house with all my electricity and my computers and heat and fans and everything, this is one of those things that it's sort of simple and pure, and it's just like all the people who've lived on the planet. You get whatever you get.
Right, right.
And I just, the only time that it annoys me is when I don't bring enough clothes and I end up cold. But, you know, I'm even okay with that, just to sort of, in a sense, have this devil-may-care attitude of, yeah, I'm just going off for a run and whatever. And if I get too cold or it gets too hot, I'm going to come home or jump on the bus.
But I think you've raised a good point, which is maybe, let's just say you're on a fairly long run in an area where you're not familiar. If I take a trip out to Utah and I want to go run in the desert somewhere, but I'm not familiar with the terrain, maybe I would like a little bit of weather information while I'm out there. So I'm just saying, maybe in the future, maybe that's something that it would be neat to have.
Wow, I think a much better solution to that wouldn't be to take your Garmin watch. It would be to take a local with you.
Maybe that's true, yeah. Or at least maybe be more weather alert before you leave. I think these devices are going in that direction. I think that you're going to see more and more stuff put on. I mean, look, whoever thought that there'd be a heart monitor on there? They've found ways to enter technology.
So I think you want more and more, and I have to say the Forerunner that I have is several models old, and I have no interest whatsoever in getting the new one, and I don't want weather, and I don't even use the one I have all that much anymore.
Well, would you like a quicker time to fix? You know, I'm almost annoyed now that I don't get a quick time to fix on the satellites. So I want to be able to push it and go, you know. So
maybe I just have a much more relaxed attitude toward my whole running experience. I don't know.
But it does affect my whole getting prepared to go out to run, because I put my watch outside before I go out to run, just so that it gets the time to fix it.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yes. There's a special place on my banister on my front porch where it waits for me until I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So aren't people strange who wear these things? So.
Well, I reiterate, I think this says as much about the technology as the people who use it.
I agree.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have on this special vacation episode of Directions on the News. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like to let you know that you can learn how to design great-looking maps using resources from the ESRI Mapping Center. The Mapping Center offers an abundance of presentations, tips, and good cartographic techniques that you can apply when working with ArcGIS software. Visit www.esri.com/mappingcenter for more information. If you'd like to email us, maybe give us some topics you'd like us to discuss in the future, you can do that at editors@directionsmag.com. You can also leave comments at All Points Blog and Directions Magazine.
And if you'd like to rant on further about this topic, you can come out to the Location Intelligence Conference October 5th to the 7th. We will be having the first LI 5K, so please join us. And find out more information about the conference at www.locationintelligence.net.
Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend. Okay, that was much better.
We did that a little bit differently. That was fun, yeah, I have to say. That was good.
Okay.
We'll probably get comments because they'll probably never heard us this light and fluffy before.
Well, and this is the kind of stuff that we obviously think quite a lot about. But I find it very amusing that we have completely different visions of how this all works.
How it works, yeah.